This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
That was Bruins franchise goaltender Jeremy Swayman.
I played in a bunch of games. It was awesome.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah, a lot of people thought it was awesome, right, Jeremy?
You know who thought it was awesome? Think of where I'm going with this. The opponent.
Ah.
Who you told me earlier, five games, he gave up six or more goals.
Four shutouts on the season, five games with six or more goals against.
He was the 42nd best goalie in hockey.
How many teams in hockey, Andy?
32.
There are 32?
There are 32.
Seattle and Vegas.
Oh, the Kraken.
32,
yeah. Okay, you're right. 32.
Thank you.
So he's only the 10th backup if you had the top 32 as starters.
Top third backup in the NHL.
Jeez, for $8 million.
I've gone back and forth with these comments. I heard it on Christian was playing these, and it is jaw dropping at first. You know, he kind of takes a little. He says what you don't want to hear him say at first is basically, this was an awesome season. I was healthy, and I want to give credit to the trainers, but I got to hold myself accountable. It wasn't my best year. It's like, how about start with it wasn't my best year first, and then do the other thing. But this scares me. I'm not going to lie. Look, athletes, and I go back and forth with Jeremy because he's learning all this for the first time. Like this is all new to him. And so you hear things from athletes. Because they're young and they don't know any better. And this is their first time going through contracts and the pressure and being the guy. But at the same time, you hear what he's saying. And it's like, I get what he's trying. He's trying not to just take all this negativity and then do something bad with it. He's trying to just block it off. And then he's into this bubble that he can just. But, bro, you're in New England where people care. They're passionate. You know what? If you fall on your sword and you hold yourself accountable and you're self-critical – you will win fans over more that way than you will doing it the way he seems to be doing it.
Especially a guy, Dan, and you remember this, my battles with Arcand, like his PR went south in the negotiations before he even sucked. Back then, it was just, who does he think he is? What's his value? But in the back of your head, you're like, hey, he's pretty good a year ago. Like, he's a pretty good goalie.
Right.
Now,
good tandem goalie.
Right.
Good tandem goalie.
And maybe still is. A good tandem goalie.
Right,
maybe he needs to go back to be in. And Corpus Allo said, I'll play more. I'd be happy to play more. I'll play more.
Also not great.
No, not great at all. But he needs to be aware. And he told us he was a smart guy. He went to UMaine Business School. He told us how smart he was when he was negotiating. And Ted, you're right. Like, this was just a little, using the word awesome and with a lighthearted nature is not what Boston sports fans, Bruins fans. The only out I give him is, Dan, you can correct me if I'm wrong. Goalies are nuts.
Oh, out of their mind.
Like, wasn't the Tim Thomas one? Was it Ulmer? Who had the, you got to have the goldfish mind or something? This weird comment about mind of a goldfish or something.
Yeah.
They're different.
It was Ulmer.
Tuca
was different.
Had his thing. You know,
the position.
Tim Thomas, you said, they've had his thing.
So. You're willingly having people shoot little rubber pucks at you 100 miles an hour plus. Right. Like, you got to be a little different.
Is there a difference, though? Does it feel different? I mean, you know, Zadorov had some comments. You know, you had maybe Marchand had some issue. Like, it's okay to be different, but it feels like his teammates don't like his differences. Don't like, you know, his nature. You know, guys have pushed back, but guys have been critical of Jeremy. And so I'm not sure he's fully accepted on that team is what I would worry. Is what I worried about. I'm not saying he's not. I'm just saying that's what I would worry about.
Right.
Is that the players on the team look at him like we're kind of looking at him now.
Well, the difference to me is a guy like Zadorov, he willingly signs here. It seemed like he bought in from day one. He just didn't play very well, and he didn't seem to fit the system that they were trying to put him in. Swayman put this season in jeopardy and made it all about him back when you and Arcan were arguing about his contract. So from jumps before training camp, it became about Jeremy Swayman, about I'm trying to get mine, and I'll play when you tell me that I'm going to play when we sign this contract. And then you turn around and we're the 42nd best goaltender after making it all about you during the preseason. So I don't know if there's anything behind the scenes that you talk to, but if I was a teammate and I realized that this year was maybe my Brad Marchand, I'm at the end of my contract, or I'm looking at this and a guy like Charlie Coyle, I don't know how many great years I have left to win a cup, and this is what my goalie's doing, and then he stinks, I wouldn't love him.
Right. And then you mix in, it's dramatic, but you can say he undercut the season before it even started. Like, if you want to, you can blame him for sort of the snowball that started to go bad.
Or the, you know, the front office for letting it drag out as long
sure,
as it did, too.
Sure, sure. But they have a longer history with them, and some of them have been paid by those guys, maybe. And maybe there's a loyalty to Cam, and Cam's got a certain cachet that might sway them. But, like, maybe you were a Montgomery guy. Right? Couldn't you have been a Montgomery guy in that dressing room? And you're like, you kind of got him fired.
Yeah.
You were bitching about your contract. You weren't ready. You sucked. And the coach I liked is now going to the Stanley Cup playoffs in St. Louis while we're in a freaking retool.
And you knew that he wasn't in great footing, Montgomery, to start the season. There were the questions, should they have just fired him after last year? And now you're doing this and adding fuel to a fire that shouldn't be there. I just wanted to know in that clip that we played, I want to know you're pissed. Everybody around you is pissed. So I don't want to hear the first word being awesome if you're so smart and went to business school. I want to know you're mad, but maybe you did like how your body responded to the games played total, and you're going to learn from it. But I want to know you're upset about what just happened.
Can you maybe spin it a little bit in a way that you know, because his defense in front of him was not great all year.
No.
So are we going too far? Are we going too far that, you know, and you look at his numbers and go, you know, it was all his fault, because it wasn't. There was some bad defense being played in front of him.
Mason Lauri finished with the worst plus-minus out of any defenseman in hockey this year, but that's just one of the issues that was with you. So there's absolutely
credence to that. You got Lindholm and McAvoy. Those were supposed to be studs. And
there.
I mean,
how much is he making? $8 million.
That's
right. So, like, I pay you to be really good. Like, it can be good or bad in front of you, and you're but he's 42nd. Are we blaming the 42nd best performance on the defense in front of him? Like, if they were...
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen. Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
for a little bit better.
It's a contributor. It contributes.
Sure.
You have to factor it in.
So he'd be 32 if the defense had been a little bit better.
Okay.
Still, he'd be the worst goalie in the starting realm instead of being a backup.
I heard Stiz pipe in. What do you want to say, Stiz?
Well, I was just going to say, I had this as a three-point stance. Thank you, Dan. Maybe a month ago, does he deserve some of the blame? Absolutely. Does he deserve all of it? Probably not. And I don't know what you guys want him to do. Like, should he be up there, like, cussing at fans like someone like Duran does? Like, if you don't think Swayman is upset with his season, like, trust me, he's upset.
You know that for sure?
Yes, absolutely.
Did you listen to that? Did you get anything that sensed upset out of that?
I don't know. Like, do you want him to be throwing, throwing stuff? Like, I don't know. I don't think you can take.
Yeah.
I don't think you can take that and then come to the conclusion that he's not upset with his performance. He knows how he played.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah, I look at it. Stiz in the. Like the Chris. I always think Chris Sales could give classes to guys that come in and are potential stars here in Boston just on how to handle the media. Just tell everybody that it was on you. You got to do better. You're disappointed in yourself. Put it all on yourself. And fans will love you for it. You know, if you deflect, you use excuses, you're dismissive, then people are going to look at you kind of cross-eyed.
He said, I take accountability.
He did, but after
for the awesome season,
yeah,
So there's one
that
other
awesome season was all on me, guys. Don't worry.
One other aspect of the Bruins clean out day, is that what they called it over there?
Yeah, locker clean out.
Clean out day.
Yeah,
they use garbage bags. You guys used to use legit garbage bags, just like it in and walk out.
We get bologna sandwiches too, bud.
Yeah, it was a different garbage time. Bags. You're right.
Bologna sandwiches.
So first another class. You talk about the defense in front of Swayman, Charlie McAvoy, supposed to be a part of that, a big part of that, makes a lot of money, and we all know what happened at the Four Nations, or we thought we knew what happened. He got the injury, the AC separation, took a shot to play against Canada, got an infection, never played again for the Bruins, and he said, quite honestly, it cost me my season. It cost me a lot. He talked about having a pick line, and he just finished his last round of antibiotics.
Yep.
Feels like this happened forever ago.
Staph infection's no joke.
Yeah, and the thing I actually found interesting is we were sort of angry at the time. We were talking about the Minnesota Wild team
Joel
doctor.
Joel Boyd. I Googled it. I knew you were going for it.
And McAvoy said it could have been my Under Armour that was dirty or my gear or this or that or a pillow at the hotel. Could have been anything. That's why there's no ill will with anybody involved. Do you you don't seem to believe him, Ted.
He's covering for trainers or doctors
Okay.
or hospitals.
So he talked a lot about the injury. He said, I'm going to talk about it now. It cost me my season. Then I'm going to move on. The thing I actually found interesting at the end of his media session and the end of the story in The Athletic is there's certainly motivation to never be here again. He's talking about the spot they're in as a team that unloaded all these players and, picking in the top five to find ways to improve this culture. There's that C word again we've been hearing down in Foxborough. Now we're hearing it about the Garden and get back to what it looks like. But this isn't a good place to be right now. We will do it. What an opportunity. What an exciting challenge for us to be the people that will get it back to where it needs to be. That's how I'm sitting here. We're all looking at it the same way. It's not going to be easy, but it can be done.
Now that is how you answer a question after you have a terrible season.
That was my point. So Swayman, awesome, this and that. That right there, he's the associate captain, right?
Yeah.
So, might be the captain moving forward? Something like that?
It seems to be him or Pastrnak. I mean,
after those
Pastrnak
quotes,
and Swayman are your three highest paid players.
I'd vote McAvoy based on what? Swayman does not get consideration if I'm voting for
him. Why? What happened?
He stinks.
Okay.
And he stinks at talking. I would vote for McAvoy after that's a captain comment right there.
Yeah, it's a good comment. I just think he's underperformed big time when it comes to what his contract is. So, I don't want to give the captaincy to a guy that I think is underperformed and has for the entirety of this new contract.
I agree with you there. Then it goes to Pasta.
Yeah, Pasta, listen to his comments after the season.
Can we blend McAvoy's comments with Pasta's play, and that would be our captain?
There you go. That would be the
ideally. Yeah.
That would be ideal. But Pasta seems to be talking.
Connor McDavid, yeah.
I think Pasta just is getting a little bit. I mean, for him to kind of play the way he did when there was really nothing to play for, is kind of admirable, and you have to respect that, don't you? And think maybe that's worthy of a captain. I think I heard the midday guy say that there's teams that have gone without captains before.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
it's not just a foregone conclusion that you have to pick a captain,
but it's a bad look if you don't. To me, it sends like a message.
Well,
we don't have a leader. We're struggling. We're finding our way. Because they say they're retooling, not rebuilding. Well, if you're only retooling, I feel like you should have a captain, especially when you have a bunch of players making $7, 8, 9 million a year.
What happened the last time that you named a captain just to kind of name the next man up captain? Brad Marchand. This is where we are now. So I'm not in any rush necessarily. I'm not in any rush.
Okay. So you'd be okay with no captain next year?
Yeah, yeah. Unless somebody earns and deserves it and shows that they're willing to do all the different cliches that I'm just about to list off.
I think that's a nice I think that'd be a carrot to just dangle out there to the McAvoys and to the Pasternak's of the world.
Earn
and
it.
The Swayman's.
Prove it.
Go get it.
Maybe legit. Hang it in the dressing room. Yeah. A C just dangling from the ceiling.
That.
No one gets it on your shirt. It's dangling up there. When one of you've earned it, it's like a ladder match in WWE.
Yeah.
You got to climb the ladder to get the box of money or the belt.
Don't set the precedent that it's the next man up or the highest paid player. Earn it. That you deserve it. See where guys gravitate to. You're going to have a bunch of rookies, younger players, players from other teams, and you've just kind of brought in hired guns, veterans, and leaders in years past. So I'm all about letting these guys earn it.
Who ultimately decides that? I mean, that's a Cam Neely, Don Sweeney decision, right?
I would assume.
Yeah, I would think so. Especially that you're hiring a first or a new head coach.
I mean, that's a hard move for those guys. I mean, for them to not name a captain, that would be something. I can't imagine them doing that.
Yeah, I'm going to guess that they end up.
Doesn't feel like that's their nature.
No, I think it's going to be Pasta. That would be my guess. But I like your idea. Make somebody earn it. We're not going to slap it on somebody if you don't actually deserve it. Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, Ted Johnson has his TED Talks. So we decided I need a little more spotlight. Now we're getting a little heart to heart. It's Boston Marathon weekend, Marathon Monday. On Monday, we'll have the early start here at Fenway. I ran the Boston Marathon twice.
Oh my!
We're going to touch on that next here on WEEI Afternoons.
So happy with the way my body felt and my mind felt.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.